Today on In Spirit Radio, I am Mike, along with my wife Jeannie, and we are talking to Andy Crispin. Andy Crispin is your host of Worship with Andy Crispin, Saturday afternoons between 4 and 6, right here on In Spirit Radio. And Andy, welcome to our program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, guys. Man, it is an honor to be included in your ministry and to reach your listeners. I do not take that for granted. I'm honored for every opportunity to preach the gospel through worship and music, and it's great to be on your station.
Well, thank you, Andy. You know, you've got such an interesting story. You were a longtime member of the group For Him, and you've done a lot of concerts in your day, but you kind of felt a call to go into worship ministry and then even your radio ministry program. Tell us a little bit about the journey and how some of these different elements came to pass.
Yeah, so I've had a lot of twists and turns in my journey. I've always tried to stay open to what God wanted me to do. I just always felt like, in fact, I had this conversation with Paul Balash the other day, just talking about being pieces on God's chessboard. You know, when you say yes to the calling on your life, you don't really get to choose where you go. It's kind of like the military, right? You just go where they tell you to go and do what they tell you to do, and the faithful are promoted. So that's basically my story. I started out in Christian music in 1987, and then toured with For Him for the better part of 16 years. And then around 2000, I really felt that God was changing the calling on my life to move more into church ministry. I just felt like at that point in history, that's a weird word to say, but I just felt like He wanted the artists back in the church. That in some way the artists had been robbed from the church and were out doing their own thing in the recording industry. So I did that. In 2000, I accepted a call from a pastor friend of mine to help start a church in Orlando. And I didn't know anything about leading worship. I knew how to get on stage and sing a song, but I didn't know how to lead people in worship. I just knew when I did, the anointing was there, and everyone felt it and knew that that was something that God was really doing in my life. So I did that for, I did a little church in Orlando for about 5 years, and then I moved to Tulsa, became the worship pastor at Church on the Move, where I'm at right now in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then the radio show was just one of those crazy things, guys. I didn't ask for it. It hadn't crossed my mind. I always felt like I was a good interviewee. Like when we would do radio interviews for him, I felt like I was very comfortable doing those interviews. And so when one of the stations here in Tulsa approached me about doing a Sunday morning worship show, I'm like, sure, sounds fun. And so they basically took me by the hand and took me on baby steps on how to be a radio show host and how to put logs together and how to interview people. And now we're 16 years into this, and Worship with Andy Crispin is on 430 stations around the world. We're reaching an estimated 5 million or more listeners. And it's just one of those things where God just went, you just stay right there and I'll keep bringing opportunities your way.
Well, Andy, we're so glad to have you on the program today. And from the beginning of In Spirit Radio that started in November of 2020, our dream was to bring an online presence to not only Wisconsin, but we have a global outreach now, and we have listeners in 49 countries. I guess if we could, we'd love to hear from you about, you know, the way that you put together the program. You really invite an atmosphere of worship, and we can just tell as we worship with you on Saturday afternoons when we join together, it's really something how you weave together the stories, your relationships with some of your friends and maybe some people that you're just getting to know now. You put it together so nicely and really enhance the experience.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I really didn't know what this was supposed to be as, you know, early on. But after the first couple of years of doing the show, I started getting emails and social media messages from people who were saying this was their church. Police officers who were having to work on early Sunday mornings, nurses that were working early Sunday mornings and would have their radio on, they would say, this is our church service. I even got messages from inmates saying, this is the only church service we have. And that really made an impression on me that this should be a church service in a way. I'm not going to preach. I'm not a preacher, but I can share the word. I can pray for people. I can read scripture. And so what I really tried to do was not just play the songs that were popular by CCM artists that had a worship spin to them. I really just played the songs that the Holy Spirit put on my heart. And I also had a desire for finding artists that people hadn't heard of before, worship teams that I thought were really good that needed a little bit wider audience. And and then when I talk to my artist friends that come on the show, I tell them, I said, look, we'll talk about your music, but that's not what this show's about. People are looking for hope. And if you've got stories of hope in your life, if you can share your testimony of what God's been doing through you, then that's what really inspires people. And so that's what it boils down to, it, guys. This is a show about hope. And only Jesus can bring true hope and peace. And that's what I hope is what you hear in the show each and every week.
We're talking today to Andy Christman, the host of Worship with Andy Christman, heard on stations all around the world, including right here on In Spirit Radio. I'm Mike and my wife Jeannie. And, you know, Andy, I was a Christian radio broadcast announcer for over 35 years here in the southern Wisconsin area. But my wife Jeannie is a little bit newer to radio, but she is a longtime fan of Christian music. And so as we were talking this morning and in the last couple of days, as we were preparing to spend a little time with you, she was sharing with me the wonderful stories of how much she enjoyed and loved For Him and your music over the years. So, Jeannie, go ahead. I know you had to ask Andy a few things, too.
The one thing I'd like to know is when and how old were you when you came to know Christ?
Okay, I thought you were going to say, how old are you now? And I'm like, whoa, we're getting personal now. Okay, I see where this is going. I was 11 years old. So I basically, Jeannie, I grew up in church. And my dad and my mom were, my dad was the lead deacon in our little Southern Baptist church in Central Texas. And my mom was a WMU coordinator. And I just went to church every time the doors were open as a kid. But I never really had that moment in my life where I could point to say, That's my step of faith into salvation and calling Jesus Lord. It wasn't until my brother, who's about 10 years older than me, led me to Christ in his 77 Pinto that he had when he was up in college in Arkansas. And he just point blank asked me, he said, have you made Jesus the Lord of your life? And I said, I don't think so. And he goes, okay, pull over to the side of the road and said, do it now. And I knew the words to say. I'd heard it a million times. And, you know, it's funny, I got back in the car with my parents that night. We were heading back to Waco where we lived. And I said, Dad, something happened tonight. And I told him what happened. And my dad, I'll never forget, I still hear him saying it. He's like, you probably prayed that prayer a million times. But I'm glad you have something to point to now. So that's my salvation story. There were no bright lights, no angels, no, you know, big turnaround. But, you know, growing up in church gave me a legacy that I'm really glad to have today, and you know, having a family that were dedicated to the church for so long.
Amen. That's excellent. I also was wondering, I'm asking this on behalf of my own sister. Mm-hmm. She was wondering if, when do you ever sense God singing over you, and what that would sound like?
That's a great question, and I love this idea. The books that I'm reading right now, Imagine Heaven by John Burke, Unseen Realm by Michael Heiser, a lot of that having to do with peeling back the natural into the supernatural. And one of the things I've been studying and teaching worship pastors across the country is that God's more excited about worship than you are. In fact, the Bible tells us that he's writing songs about us. He's singing to us. He's singing about us. He's dancing about us. He's throwing parties for us. God is the most musical, artistic being in the universe. That's where we get art. The greatest singer in the universe is God. The greatest guitar player in the universe is God. The greatest drummer in the universe is God. We get all of those gifts from him. So, yes, I do believe he does. Have I felt it? I felt it in certain ways, yeah. I feel it in his acceptance, in his mercy, in his grace. I can feel him so many times in my life just kind of put his arm around me and give me a side hug. And that presence, I believe music is a language of heaven. And when we get to heaven, music is going to be nonstop, and it's going to be amazing. And the lead artist there is God. So, yeah, I do believe God sings over us, and I do feel it.
Amen. Great.
Awesome. We are talking today to Andy Christman. Today on In Spirit Radio, I'm Mike, along with my wife, Jeannie, as we have a wonderful conversation with one of the tremendous artists in Christian music who has such a heart for ministry and worship. You know, Andy, I love to ask artists when I get a chance to talk with them, not only about their own music, but, you know, as a lover of Christian music and enjoying your music over the years, who are some of the artists that you really enjoy that really bless you to listen to?
So are you talking about current artists or artists that I've grown up with?
Current or in the past, either one.
Yeah, so there are a few artists right now that I consume everything that comes out from them. I love Zach Bolan and Citizens. Those guys just make incredible music that's based on God's word. And everything they do, they just keep getting better and better at writing just great songs that lead me into worship. Sandra McCracken is someone that I've gotten to know over the last few years. And if you listen to my show, you know I play a lot of her music just because I want people to hear her voice and what she has to say. She's another one that really takes the message of the word and brings it to life with her style, and I just love what she does. There are a lot of worship teams out there. I love what Fellowship Church is doing in Dallas, Texas. I love what Crosspoint is doing in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of their music is just fantastic. Of course, the Belonging Co. Oh gosh, I mean, the level of talent they have there, but the songs that are being written by that worship team of the Belonging Co. in Nashville, I just can't get enough of it. So those are just a few. I mean, if you want to go back through my past, I'm an 80s kid. So, you know, I grew up on 80s pop music, and you know, the bands that I grew up listening to in Christian music were the Imperials. You know, I don't know if you saw that Dave Will, one of the old guard Imperials, passed away this past week.
Yes.
And, man, that was my first album, was One More Song for You. I picked that thing up in, like, 1980. With money that I'd made mowing lawns, and it changed my life. And I have just been a crazy, crazy Imperials fan my whole life. And it was awesome because a few years ago, we got to do a CCM event, and we actually shared a dressing room with that Imperials group: Russ Taff, Dave Will, Armin Morales, and
Jim Murray.
Mm-hmm. And I even have the sign that was on the, I swiped the sign that was on our dressing room door that said for him, the Imperials, Russ Taff, and Phillips Craig and Dean. I'm like, it doesn't get any better than this.
That's great. Yeah, you know, I always wonder, because I know when I get a chance, and I've been on concert stages and had a chance to pray and meet with some of the artists before a concert, and you know, I can be a little starstruck, just like any other fan would be. And so it's always curious to me, you know, have you ever been starstruck, or were you really super excited when you were first getting started about some of the people that you were traveling with or maybe performing with?
I tell you, one of the first things, I don't know if you can hear this, I'm in a hotel lobby right now, and they're blaring I Love Rock and Roll, which is an 80s tune that I grew up on. So there's this one time I was in this group called Truth. That's who I started with in 1987. And we'd done a Christmas concert in Florida. And there was another concert going on across the street. It was Amy Grant, Gary Chapman, and Michael Lippi Smith. So we were on the bus maybe about 30 minutes before our concert started, and there was a knock on the door. And it was me and Marty McGee, one of the other four that would be in for him with me. We were sitting on the bus, and we opened the door. It's Michael Lippi Smith and Gary Chapman. And they said, hey, is Roger here? Roger Breland was the owner of the group. We're like, yeah, he's in the back office. Like, hey, we'd like to come say hi. And Marty and I just looking like, oh, my gosh, it's Michael Lippi Smith and Gary Chapman. And they're the nicest guys. And you know what's something I never forget about Michael is, and he's still like this today, when I said, I'm Andy, he looked at me, shook my hand, and said, hi, I'm Michael. And I'm like, I know who you are. Everyone knows who you are. But that really stuck with me, is that he took the time to introduce himself, didn't assume I knew who he was. And I love him to this day for that. And I just think he's one of the best people in Christian music. But, oh, yeah, there were so many people we ran across. First time I met Russ Taff, I just couldn't believe I was sitting there hearing stories and sitting on a bus with him and sharing the stage with him. And a lot of those guys just became our friends, you know, Sandy Patty and Wayne Watson and Stephen Curtis Chapman, guys that I would see today. And, you know, we talk like it's 20 years ago, like no time has ever gone by. But you kind of grow out of that starstruck after a while. Once you meet enough famous people, you realize that, hey, they're kind of just like me. They may have a little more, you know, status and money than I do, but they're just like me, and we can sit down and talk like, you know, like brothers and sisters.
Amen. Well, Andy, we've enjoyed our visit today so much. Andy Christman joining us, as Andy is the host of Worship with Andy Christman, Saturday afternoons between 4 and 6 p.m., not only here on In Spirit Radio, but on stations all around the world. Andy, I know this is a distinct and challenging time in the history of our world, and we would love to have you just share a word of encouragement, as, you know, it's so hard to know how to pray and how to go forward, and these times of worship are so precious because we know that not only we need it, but the world needs it. Share a word about that, if you could.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. God, this doesn't surprise God. God is not shocked by anything that's happening. God saw this all before it happened. In fact, God may have put the people in place so that this could happen. God is in control. The choice that we have to make is, do we live in fear or do we live in faith? So there is an extra amount of grace and peace that comes to the believer, especially in times of trouble and when we see chaos around us, where we can take a deep breath. And I just read Psalm 40 today, and Psalm 40, just, I read it out loud as I prayed, that God is the one who's thinking about me, and he's caring for me, and he knows every part of my circumstance. And anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so in these days, my encouragement is, call upon the name of the Lord. He is there at a moment's notice. He never leaves. He never forsakes. But we have to take that step to say, I'm not going to live in fear, but I'm going to live through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is as real as it gets. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to stand before Jesus one day, and he will remind us of the times that we chose faith over fear, that we chose peace over discord, that we chose righteousness over sin. And I know it's tough for a lot of people right now. I know a lot of people in my life that are hurting, and I've lost several friends to illnesses just in the last few months. It's been a difficult road, but when you can continue to put your hope and trust in Jesus Christ and live your life through the power of the Holy Spirit, and really fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, when tough times come, you're ready. You're more ready than you think you are. In fact, the fear of the unknown is much greater than when that unknown thing actually happens. So I would just tell your listeners and anyone listening right now, just take a deep breath, call upon the name of Jesus, and take a step of faith. Crack open the Psalms. Go to Psalm 40 right now and read what God has to say about you.
Amen. Thank you, Andy, for that word of encouragement. We've been visiting with Andy Christman today on In Spirit Radio, host of Worship with Andy Christman. Andy, God richly bless you, brother. Thank you for spending a little time with us today. We appreciate you and your ministry and all that you put your hands to, and we look forward to catching up with you again sometime real soon.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's been an honor.
Thank you.